Hey, you, my entrepreneurial friend, of 10 years of running my coaching business, I am going to finally teach business. And of course, I'm going to teach business with human design. Because the thing that I've discovered over the last decade is that the way everyone else taught me to run a business didn't freaking work for me. So over this last decade, to create a multiple seven-figure business, I've broken all the rules. I have done everything my way. I have looked experts in the face and downright said no, all to create something I love with greater ease and flow that literally is changing the world. And the best part is it doesn't feel like work at all. It feels like I get to hang out with my best friends and I am having a huge impact on the planet at the same time. So if you own a business that you want to finally maybe start, grow, or even scale, then come and join me on the 9th of May to discover how your human design can create the most beautiful, authentic success for you. For all the details, follow the link in the show notes. I would like to begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet today, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging. Are you ready to win at the game of life? Well, throw out that rule book and get down to the business of being the best and most authentic version of you. Welcome to the Human Design Podcast. We're changing the rules around success, abundance, purpose, love, and life, where we're creating a planet where everyone can thrive in a world that loves and supports each other. I'm your host, Emma Dunwoody, a qualified master coach, human design expert, podcaster, and entrepreneur that is living the life of my dreams, breaking all the rules while doing it, making a huge impact, and living my design and manifesting miracles on the daily. Join me as I break down and simplify everything you need to live in alignment with your human design, teach you how to recondition your unconscious mind for greatness, and to take back your power so you can manifest your heaven on earth and serve the rest of the planet at the same time. It's time to give up the fear and step into your highest potential, to reach for the stars, to know and live your greatness. It's what you deserve, and it's what the planet really needs from you. So buckle up and enjoy the ride.
This is your monthly reminder to go to the show notes and check out the Body Graph Chart software. I know you've heard us talk about this before, so I'll keep this very short and very sweet. But if you want to know the tool that we've used to bring in over 20,000 new leads and five figures in passive revenue into our business, then go check it out. It's amazing. Stop sending people away to other people's websites to get their human design chart. Instead, use this tool to put it on your own website. You won't regret it. And use the code Human Design Podcast, all lowercase, all together, Human Design Podcast, to get 50% off for a year.
Hey, hey, and welcome to today's episode. Well, today, I want to share something with you that is kind of at the top of my list at the moment, something that I'm really focusing on. And if you are in HDX, my bestie, my dear friend, then you know what I'm talking about because I share everything with my HDX community. And today, what I want to focus on, I want to help you to receive more abundance. I bring this topic up because so many people ask me about this. I teach on abundance and it's taken me many, many years to actually teach on money. Why? Because I'm a line three and I had to have a bunch of different experiences before I could really feel like I could comfortably and honestly solve people's problems. My line five, really solve people's money problems. And today, I want to share something with you that is so freaking simple. However, most people aren't doing. So if you're one of those listeners that is sitting there and is very aware that they want more money, more financial success in their life, then this is the episode for you. So today I'm going to tell you how you can specifically use your human design chart or your human design energetic blueprint to experience more abundance. All right. So I'm going to start off. I'm going to give you three things. Okay. three things that are going to increase the money in your life, the abundance in your life. And the first thing is you have to know your energy. What do I mean by that? I mean that we always start with human design with type, right? And the reason we start with type is because it's our overarching energetic capacity. Okay, it's how our aura specifically works in the world, moves through the world, receives in the world, all the things in the world. What do I mean by that? Well, if you're a manifester, then you are going to have this spurts of energy, okay, that when creative flow is there, you will have loads of energy. And then when it's not there, you have to trust that it's not there and be able to let go, surrender, play, rest, whatever you need to do. If you're a generator, then you need to know that your energy, yeah, it's consistent as long as you're lit up. So sometimes, especially for generators and manifesting generators, they tap out their energy on obligation, okay, which means that there isn't consistent energy. And I'll tell you why it's important in a moment. Then manifesting generators. Well, you're a non-linear, multi-passionate human being. So you got to like really get to know that energy that lies within you. Follow that sacral being lit up, same as the generator, but you've also got that, you know, that surge of energy because you've got a motor to the throat as well, which is similar to, well, which is the same as a manifestor. So pay attention to how your energy fluctuates because there will be a form of fluctuation in there. Then projectors. Well, of course, we hear a lot about projectors and not having the same sort of consistent energy as the other types. Now, the thing to understand is if you're a projector, have you experimented, like all the other types, have you experimented with your energy to really understand you at your energetic capacity, peak, alignment, best, whatever the word is for you, right? Because it's going to look something like doing less and receiving more, spending less times working in the old paradigm way of working and more time learning or obsessing over whatever your passion is. And then, of course, if you're a reflector, are you actually honoring the fact that the way you move through life is, you know, connected to, or your energy is connected to the people, the places, the experiences and opportunities that surround you? And what are you doing about that? Are you sticking in an environment that feels really icky and all your energy is getting drained, or a person for that matter? Or are you consciously choosing to continue to move until those things feel good over an extended period of time, obviously 28 days? So the first thing to understand is that when we manifest anything into reality, it comes from our frequency. Now, human design gives us at the most basic level our type. Our type is going to tell us how we can raise our frequency, how we can experience more, more aligned manifestation, because this is how our energy works. I know for me, I'm a manifesting generator, but I do have inconsistent energy. And there's a lot of reasons for that. I'm a split definition. I'm an emotional authority. I only have four defined centers. So there's a lot of reasons. So we want to start with experimenting with our type. And then once we've run the experiment, are we actually living? Are we creating a world, a lifestyle, a business, relationships that actually reflect that energy? Again, I'm going to give you an example for me specifically. So for me, I work 3 days a week, and on those 3 days, I will tend to work quite a lot. Why? Because my energy works best in sprints, okay? The other thing for me, like, do I respect that being an emotional authority drains my energy? It just does. So I pay attention to that. When I'm feeling emotionally low, oftentimes it's just because there's been a lot emotionally going on. So I need to take time out. I need to make different choices that are in alignment to my design. So first place we want to start when we want to call more into our life is our frequency. Our frequency begins with type. Are we in alignment with the way our energy at the highest possible level, that is type, works? All right. That's number one. Number two, and I know that this sounds so simple and there's plenty of you out there that have been listening for a long time that are going, come on, Emma, I've heard this a million times, but this is the point. Are you doing it? That's the point. Because number two is strategy and authority. At the end of the day, if you want to align to your purpose and receive more abundance, the way to do that is basically listen to your strategy and authority. Run the experiment. You know, what does responding mean to you? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does an invitation look like to you? How specifically do you experience invitations? When do you experience invitations? What does it feel like in your body? For a manifestor, like creative flow, what does that feel like when source is moving through you and inspiring you as you inspire others into action? How does it actually feel in your body? And again, reflectors, are you paying attention to the people around you, the way they make you feel, the environments, the way they make you feel, and making aligned choices? Because at the end of the day, your strategy is there to guide you to your highest potential. So if you've set an intention, right, and your intention might be, well, I want to increase my financial success, all right? I want to experience freedom with a really strong financial foundation. And then you maybe even, for extra bonus points, let's imagine that you went straight to, okay, well, I'm going to spend some time after my meditation really stepping into, feeling into my future self, where money and abundance is just everywhere. It's easy. And maybe you've got that feeling and you've got the guidance from your future self. You've had that interaction, let's say. Well, your strategy and authority are going to be the things that very simply every single day guide you to that point. So as a manifestor, are you taking action when that creative urge is moving through you? Are you informing? Generators, are you saying no to the things that don't light you up and saying yes to the things that do? Manifesting generators, are you informing and responding? You know, like, are you actually responding to life, or are you getting ahead of yourself and initiating? Projectors, are you actually comfortable waiting for an invitation? And again, reflectors, are you actually paying attention? Are you noticing? Are you acknowledging what you actually feel with the people, places, and opportunities? So if you're a manifestor who wants to experience more money, then you got to know how that creative flow works for you, how it feels when it's on, and you've got to be brave enough to take action. If you're a generator, you've got to be willing and brave enough to say no to the things that don't light you up and say yes to the things that do, and accept that every single moment of your life you are responding. If you're a manifesting generator, you've got to accept that you thrive outside your comfort zone, that you are here to respond and inform. So do it. Inform. If you're a projector, you have to accept that one of the keys to your abundance are these invitations. So work on the wisdom. See yourself. Validate yourself first. And if you're a reflector, are you actually giving yourself time to cleanse out, clear out, do the things that you need to do so your energy, your vessel is clean, so you feel the real essence of the people, places, and opportunities? All right. So we've got strategy. What about authority? Well, if strategy is the way the universe moves us, it's like the breadcrumbs that she puts down for us to move toward. Okay. Our authority is our internal guidance system. Do you actually know how your authority works? Have you done the experiment? Have you run the experiment, got the results, stopped doing what doesn't work, i.e. making decisions with the mind, and started doing more of what does work, that is following your authority? Because at the end of the day, if you've set the intention, you've looked at your future self, you've got the goal, whichever way you want to look at it, you're already halfway there, but you have to be willing to listen to the internal guidance, which comes through your authority. So are you actually, if you're emotional like me, are you actually taking time to sit on things? You know, I had a big decision, or had an email drop in on Thursday, and I've been riding the emotional roller coaster with this whole thing, and I gave it days, lots of days, And then I responded. And interestingly, like even when I responded, I still felt like I didn't quite have clarity, but I had a bit of clarity. So I responded with a piece, with a bit, with a portion, instead of the whole thing. So I'm choosing to actually listen to my strategy and authority as I move towards my future self, my intention, my goal. Okay, so I feel like you've all got a little bit of a butt kicking. As they say in my HDX family, it's a loving butt kicking that is it's a breakthrough, yeah? Part of my core talent is all about giving you a breakthrough. So please be honest with yourself. I've started really simple. And at the end of the day, this is all about your frequency because we attract what we feel. We attract what our frequency is vibrating at. So if we have a higher consciousness, if we're more connected to joy, alignment with our gifts and our psychic states according to the gene keys, then we will automatically call in more abundance. You know, oftentimes I think with human design, people get stuck in the money gates. You know, there's a few gates in the chart that are very specifically focused on money. But anyone can manifest the money that they want to manifest. Anyone can be wealthy by their definition. And at the end of the day, it all comes down to really being in alignment with these simple things, knowing your energy type, and then running your experiment and living in alignment with, therefore, listening to strategy and authority. Now, the third thing to understand, which is kind of what I'm alluding to, or the third thing I want to cover off, is Gate 55. Now, Gate 55 is the gate of abundance, and I feel like it's one of my greatest teachers when it comes to wealth and abundance. And, you know, I took many years, I've taken so many courses to really get what wealth and abundance really means. Like, how exactly do I increase my abundance? How do I have financial success? How do I manifest more money? And these are things that I literally hunted down for the longest time. And I feel like one of the greatest teachers was the Gate 55. And if you want some extra learning, then please go and read or listen to Gene Key 55. Because it really is a game changer. Because at the end of the day, it's as simple as this. When you are authentically yourself, being guided by the universe strategy, listening to your own internal guidance system, authority, aligning to your energetic blueprint, your entire design, then you will automatically attract freedom, including financial, the Gate 55. So often we are overcomplicating this journey with our thinking, our identity, our beliefs, like all of these things. And really, we just want to get to a place where we can authentically be ourselves. Now, if you're someone like me, I can still be successful and wealthy and messy because I don't always get it right. I'm a line three. However, the point is, the more I lean into my most authentic me, the truth of who I am, the truth of how I navigate the ups, the downs, and in the middle, the more abundance I attract. So I'm going to leave you with a couple of journal prompts for you. The first one is one of my all-time favorites. If you weren't afraid, what would you do? If you weren't afraid, what would you do when it comes to attracting more money? The next question I've got for you is, who do you want to become and how does that feel in your body? Ultimately, I want you to connect to your future self, to that version of you that learns from this specific lesson that you're going through right now to become this even more epic version of yourself. That's who you're going to become, right? So this lesson right now is making you this epic human. Who's this epic human you want to become? How does it feel to be this human? And then the third journal prompt. In fact, it's not going to be a journal prompt. It's going to be, it's kind of an extended one. It's a mini experiment, maybe an invitation to experiment. I invite you to go and actively experiment with your strategy and authority. That means not just learn the knowledge, listen to the podcasts, read the books, have the conversations. That is actually go and experiment with it. So what does it feel like when your strategy shows up, when you feel it in your body, when you're, when the universe delivers your strategy? How does that feel? What does it look like? What do you know? Then your authority, same deal. Actually get clear on what works and what doesn't work. So get out of just the knowledge and into the physical experience, experiment of your strategy and authority. And then I encourage you to actually then make different choices, different decisions, and trust your strategy and authority. And then ultimately, if you've done number one and number two, then this strategy and authority is going to deliver you to exactly where and who you want to be. Sound good? Awesome. Well, I trust you got what you needed from today. Thank you so much for being here with me, and I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.